KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 37 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cascali Health System, Cascali Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Wednesday evening city council meeting here in Atlantic was the last official meeting for City Clerk Deb Wheatley Field, who has served the city for over 35 years. City Administrator John Lund took the opportunity to recognize her as both a mentor and a friend.
I've been serving Atlantic since before I was born.
Lund said, "I see what goes on behind the scenes, and she has the highest level of ethical and professional standards."
The city's going to lose a lot when she retires. Deb, it's been a genuine pleasure, privilege to work with you. You bring positive energy to this office, and I appreciate working with you as a coworker, but also as a mentor in this field.
Mayor Dave Jones also recognized Wheatley Field in his comments to the council.
January 1996, I became the city councilman at large in Atlantic. There was a lot to learn about how the city of Atlantic was run. One thing I did notice, that when questions were asked at the council meetings, our committee meetings, about the budget, whatever it cost, or what, when it was built, or who were the people behind it, they would always say Deb. It did not take me long to realize what a wealth of knowledge she has. Deb has worked with many city councils, mayors, city administrators over her career. Come budget time, long hours are put in to get our budget ready for the city council. The city of Atlantic is still in great financial shape and will be in the years in the future because of Deb's dedicated work.
And he concluded by saying that Deb Wheatley Field, the city is going to miss you. Thank you for all you've done for the city of Atlantic. Deb and her husband, Jim Field, stood beside the mayor as he presented Deb Field with a plaque.
Deb Wheatley Field, the city of Atlantic city clerk, with the most profound respect and gratitude to the citizens of Atlantic, want to thank Deb Wheatley Field for her 35 years of professionalism, dedication, leadership in her field. She has shown extreme diligence, a guardian of the city finances and records, and for that, the city has the greatest appreciation. Thank you for all that you have done, and the best wishes for your retirement. February 1, 1982 to February 24, 2017. Deb, I appreciate it.
And Deb thanked the council members, mayor, and past council members for the opportunity to have served for more than 35 years.
It has been truly an honor and a privilege. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
An official retirement party and open house will be held for her in the council's chambers at City Hall on Friday, February 24th, from 2:30 until 4:30 p.m. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday set March the 1st at 5:30 p.m. as the dates and time for public hearings on two matters. The first is with regard to a general obligation equipment acquisition loan agreement and to borrow not more than $360,000 for the purchase of equipment for the street department. The second hearing pertains to the proposed fiscal year 2018 City of Atlantic budget. The final budget must be submitted to the state of Iowa by March 15th. The proposed budget amounts to just under $12.5 million, which is a decrease over the fiscal year 2017 budget of 14.78%, or a little more than $1.8 million. It calls for a property tax increase of 1.48%. In other business, the council heard from Library Director Natalie Strucker, who mentioned that a shred day will be held April 15th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the library parking lot, where citizens may bring their documents and have them securely disposed of through the use of a mobile shredder that will be available. You can drive up and drop off up to 3 containers of paper or documents to be shredded. The Creston Police Department reports this morning that a Creston man was arrested late last night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for possession of controlled substance first offense. 18-year-old Isaiah Foster was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And a resident of the 800 block of West Adams Street in Creston reported on Monday evening that sometime between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday, someone had broken a window in his garage at his residence. Damage was estimated at $100. Two recent separate traffic stops in Montgomery County resulted in arrests. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports that around 1:10 a.m. today, 24-year-old Michael Christopher Jensen of Schaumburg, Illinois, was arrested north of Villisca at the intersection of Highway 71 and 34 for possession of drug paraphernalia. Jensen was cited for the offense and then released at the scene. And just before 10 p.m. Wednesday, Montgomery County deputies conducted a traffic stop just west of Elliott that resulted in the arrest of 27-year-old Eduardo Monreal Robles of Elliott for driving with a suspended license, with 13 withdrawals in effect. Monreal Robles was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $435 bond. At Red Oak Police this morning arrested a Pottawatomie County man on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original OWI second offense charge. 25-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 1 a.m. today on the 2400 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Hale was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Roman Lucian, age 90, of Erling, died Saturday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Roman Lucian will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Flora Bloom, age 78, of the Greenfield and Fontenelle areas, died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital. Graveside services for Flora Bloom will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Avondale Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Joe Holloway, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joe Holloway will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Troll, age 90, who's formerly of Walnut, died February 10th in Georgia. Funeral services for Ruth Troll will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie McMillan, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Marjorie McMillan will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Plum, age 83, of Olathe, Kansas, died January 20th. A celebration of life for Ronald Plum will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janet Dolch, age 82, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at her home. Graveside memorial services for Janet Dolch will be next Monday at 10 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And John Charles Brown, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for John Brown are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.